Hi everyone, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very excited to share with you what I learned in one of the devotionals the Lord helped me to write. It is taken from Mark 2 verses 5 through 12. I've entitled it, Where Does Paralysis Take Hold of You? First, I would like to share with you my favorite verses from Psalm 118 and Proverbs 28. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me and rescued me. Psalm 118:5, the Living Bible. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. Psalm 118, verse 8. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful, but if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. Proverbs 28:13. Now I would like to share with you from Mark 2 verses 5 through 12. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." I asked myself, who are the main characters involved? Jesus, paralytic, teachers of the law, and crowd. I asked myself what role they play. Point 1. Jesus. Jesus saw their faith. Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus knew in his spirit what the teachers of the law were thinking in their hearts. Jesus asked the teachers of the law 3 questions. Jesus tells them he has the authority to forgive sins. Jesus tells the paralytic 3 things. Point 2. Paralytic. The paralytic got up. The paralytic picked up his mat. The paralytic took his mat and went home. Point 3. Teachers of the law. The teachers of the law were sitting there where Jesus told the paralytic his sins were forgiven. They thought to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that?" They thought to themselves, "He's blaspheming." They thought to themselves, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Point 4. Crowds. The paralytic walked amazing the crowds. The crowds praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Observations and interpretations. I decided to focus on the first 2 actions of Jesus today. I asked myself, what is the significance of Jesus' actions? Statement 1. Jesus saw their faith. The faith of the 4 men who lowered the paralytic. When Jesus saw their faith, he intervenes in the life of the paralytic. This is so cool, because what this tells me is the importance of intercession. These men interceded on behalf of the man for his healing, and Jesus took notice. We are not told if the paralytic believed, but only the actions of the 4 men. It is possible that there could have meant the paralytic too, but we don't know. This has valid implications for our own lives, because Jesus does take notice of intercessory prayer. I know I have prayed for people to Jesus when they did not even know Jesus, that they would be healed for an ailment, and Jesus has healed them and shown them mercy because of the prayers. There is precedent for this in the Old Testament too. Scripture states, when people were sinning and going their own way, they were bit by a snake and many were dying. When Moses saw that, he pleaded with God and interceded on behalf of the Israelites. When Moses' intercession reached God, God told Moses to lift up the serpent on a pole, and whoever looks up to the pole would be healed. Those that looked up were healed. This is a paraphrase of scripture. Moses interceded on behalf of the Israelites and God took notice. I believe Jesus took notice of the four men who interceded on behalf of the paralytic. Statement 2. Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." It is so interesting that even though the man is paralyzed, Jesus does not address his physical condition first, but addresses his spiritual condition. This is evident by the statement, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus also gives man identity by calling him son. This makes me think that Jesus was letting him know that he wants the man to belong to him. It is possible that his physical condition may have been caused as a direct result of sin, but we do not know. Sometimes things happen in our lives because we live in a sinful world, and other times they happen as a direct result of our own sin. Implications. I know the man was paralyzed and Jesus told him that his sins were forgiven as he called him son. I believe Jesus calls us sons and daughters too. The question is whether we are willing to acknowledge him as our heavenly father. This passage also makes me think of areas in which we are paralyzed. I ask you now, dear friend, where does paralysis take hold of you? Dear friend, paralysis is not always physical, but it could also be spiritual or psychological. We can be feeling so guilty about something that we keep racking our minds on it to the point that we freeze ourselves from forgiving ourselves or accepting other people's forgiveness. Jesus does not want that to happen and wants to free us from whatever guilt we are facing, for he already paid the price to set us free. The hardest thing is forgiving self from the guilt. The good news is that Romans 8:1 states, "There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the power of the life-giving Spirit frees us from the law of sin and death." Yes, it does, friend. Jesus will bring healing for you from the paralysis of guilt as you turn to him and receive his forgiveness. What occurred may not be changeable, and God knows that. He still forgives you and wants you to pick up your mat and go home. The paralyzed man was stuck to the mat just as guilt may be sticking to you. With Jesus' help, the man separated himself from the mat, and you can separate yourself from the guilt and go home. Home is usually a place of shelter, and the Lord wants to give you shelter from this paralysis. Guilt is the worst thing a person can face because their mind is surrounded with what-ifs. Jesus does not want you and me to live in the what-if world. Whatever has happened, happened, and if we cannot change it, we need to still move on. Our Lord wants us to move on from the guilt that plagues us. At the cross, he paid the price for you and me. Yes, he did, friend. Jesus restores you where you are. Whatever you have done or said, take it to the Lord in prayer and rest in him. He is a God of restoration and takes away the paralysis of guilt. Yes, he does, friend. Oh, yes, he does. I can speak from experience. The key is depending on him and waiting on the Lord. If you are able to bring restoration in the lives of people that you have hurt, you should do that as you seek the Lord. Maybe guilt is not what paralyzes you, but it could be fear. You can be so fearful of something because of what happened to you in the past that you are paralyzed by fear. The Lord Jesus does not want that for you. He wants you to know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. The type of fear that paralyzes is from the devil, and Jesus is here to free you from that fear. No matter what fear you're facing, please take it to the Lord in prayer. He loves you so much. Yes, He does. You're never out of His love. You're never out of His reach. Whatever paralyzes you, you know about it. It could be interfering with your daily activities and what you need to do. You don't have to lose hope. The paralytic took the help from the man who carried him. There are times we need to be carried to Jesus with the baggage we have. There are times Jesus Himself carries us. It is wonderful to know there are those there who want to help people through their paralysis, whether it is physical, spiritual, or psychological. Take the help that comes your way, and know Jesus wants to be your great physician. Paralyzed, always remember Almighty Lord, your Savior, in situations where does paralysis take hold of you now, friend. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Make this your prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for interceding on our behalf. You love us so much that you died for our sins and came back to life to save us. Lord, you know the paralysis each of us face in our own lives. You know what hinders us from moving on, picking up our mat and going home. More than anything, it is sin, O Lord. It is sin that captivates and paralyzes us. But we know you're there to help us. So Jesus, come and please help us to overcome things that paralyze us. Help us to receive the forgiveness you offer and the help you offer, and not to be so individualistic. Please take our guilt, fear, or whatever we face and cover us with your loving presence, please. And Jesus, there are those that are physically paralyzed that need your loving touch and help in their lives. Please help them in all they need to do. Give them strength to endure and bring healing in their life. Please, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are never out of your love. We are never out of your reach, no matter where we have been. Thank you. We can talk to you, for you are our great physician. We turn over our lives to thee and ask thee for your healing and loving grace to engulf us. Thank you for your cleansing blood to heal us. We ask you for your forgiveness now. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you, you have heard us and answered us. In your precious name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you'd like to invite Jesus Christ into your heart, make Him a daily part of your life. You can this very moment. You'll never be alone. You can claim God's promises for you in the Bible and see them come through before your eyes in His wonderful timing. You don't have to wait for a special time to come to the Lord. You can come to Him right now as you pray this prayer, meaning it in your heart. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner, Lord. I'm so sorry for my sins. I confess my sins to you. I confess the wrong things I have done and messed up my own life. I need you, Lord, right now and in the years to come. I've gone my own way and have not found what only you can give me. You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone love me unconditionally for who I am. Thank you, Jesus. I turn myself to you, O Lord, this fall of September 2005. Please forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. I accept you, Jesus, into my heart. Thanks, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thanks for forgiving me of all my sins. Thanks for giving me a new identity in you. Thank you for restoring us. Acknowledge you as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and came back to life to save me now and forever. Give myself to you and ask you to be in control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the coming days we can do things together. Thanks for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, you have heard my prayer and answered me. Thanks, Jesus, for changing me and helping me through life storms and winds. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, you may feel something or you may not, but this you can be assured, that the Lord Jesus has come into your life and will give you a new beginning. Amen. Get yourself involved in the Campus Bible Study Fellowship. Most of all, find a Bible-believing church and be involved to grow in your Christian walk with the Lord. They all need to be supplements for your own precious time with the Lord in prayer and meditating on His Word. If you need a Bible, please let me know. If you need to talk to anyone, pray with, or study the Bible with this fall of September 2005, you can email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. Remember, friend, you're always loved. You're never out of His love and never out of His reach. Amen.